The annual Newark Kids Count study released today revealed some discouraging data. Young children who live in poverty and are exposed to other risk factors are most likely to fail in school and experience other negative outcomes. According to the study, a startling 76% of Newark's children from birth to 5 years were in low-income families in 2011. Cecilia Salkind is the executive director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. She says the level of poverty was the most shocking piece of data in the report.
The child poverty level in Newark has increased over the last 3 years, in part due to the economic downturn in the state and nationally. But when we looked at children from infancy to age 5, we discovered that more than half, 53%, were living at or below the poverty level, and a shocking 25% were living in dire poverty, making half the federal poverty level. And we think that's a critical indicator because that really does impact every aspect of the child's life.
In 2009, 40% of expectant mothers in Newark received late or no prenatal care, and just 15% were breastfeeding when they left the hospital after giving birth. That statistic is far below the state as a whole. Are there ways to engage young mothers in the practice of breastfeeding? Ms. Zalkin says, we certainly can do better than 15%. There are some bright spots in the report. Newark children are far less likely to suffer from lead poisoning as a result of the state's sustained efforts, and the city's 3- and 4-year-olds are more likely to attend a high-quality preschool. So what's the call to action? Ms. Zalkin says, doing more of what works.
Well, we have 17,000 children in the city, age infancy to age 3, and we have about 250 early Head Start slots for those kids. Now, there's a program with a very high success record. It engages mothers right from the beginning. We really need to make a program like that more available through the city. Same thing with home visitation. These are high success programs. We need to see more of those programs. We need to address the access issue. We have some good programs, but if a mother doesn't know about them, for example, our health insurance program in the state, then they're not going to be able to avail themselves. We have to make sure that they get that information, and if there's a barrier to their enrollment, that barrier is addressed.
Ms. Zalkin says we need to make the issue of our children's development a public issue.
When we talk about very young children, infants, babies, people tend to look at that as, well, that's the parents' responsibility. And while that's true, to some extent, it is also a public responsibility. So I think we need to look at a greater public investment in services to young children, and we need to look at the business community. New Jersey's not been a state that's been able to get the business community to stand up and talk about the importance of early education. I have to say I was thrilled today because after we presented our report, Mayor Booker announced the formation of an early childhood policy board for the city, that he wants to come up with an action plan with measurable outcomes that he's committed to implementing. And Greg Taylor from the Foundation for Newark's Future announced a $250,000 challenge grant to get other foundations, business leaders to step up and contribute to supporting the efforts that the policy board identifies. That's significant. That's taking it out of the realm of talking about the problem to at least beginning to take action.
Laura Medina is a former Newark, New Jersey resident, currently residing in Irvington. She worked with Healthy Families, a program of the Visiting Nurse Association Health Group. She says it's very important that more awareness is made for residents to know what resources are available to help support their goals.
If you're not aware of certain resources that's out there, you believe that, you know, there isn't any help and you can't get any help and, you know, you get depressed and you feel like, you know, you can't move forward and you get emotional. You think that you can't achieve anything. And once I got referred to the VNA, I was able to overcome a lot of stress issues, parental issues. I was, you know, able to achieve certain educational goals and just goals, period. Goals that would, you know, better myself and not only myself, but my children. The most important thing to me when I sat down and planned and explained my goals to my support worker was really accomplishing them and giving myself a time to do it, which I did. And I understood that in order to provide for my kids and give them a better future, I had to finish school and continue my education. I mean, I have my high school diploma and my certified nursing assistant license, but it wasn't getting me where I needed to be. So I finished school. It's all about support. And I believe if you have a strong support system, you'll be able to accomplish a lot of goals.
To read the full Newark Kids Count report, visit acnj.org. Again, that's acnj.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.